Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm gonna leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's gonna go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. What makes your skin crawl, no matter how absurd? I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hour number three of our radio program, Josh McDaniels. Well, he should be fired. I don't think he will be, though, at the conclusion of this season. But anyway, we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. Without further ado, and I'm not talking about Freddie Adu, time for five questions. I'll give you five answers. We do this segment every Monday and Friday. We call it Onsides Offside. Hot take hickey. You can.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. What do you got for me today, Hot Take Hickey?
Zach, the 88th Heisman Trophy presentation will be on Saturday night as Caleb Williams, Stetson Bennett, Max Duggan, and CJ Stroud are the finalists for the award.
And
the
Hickey was very, very, very lovey-dovey today with Stetson Bennett after saying there's no way he should come back after last year, saying it's a joke if he does come back. Hey, Stetson, some people in this past offseason said that you shouldn't go back. Do you feel some validation in your decision-making process now that you're a Heisman Trophy finalist? I like how you worded that today, Hickey. I give you credit.
I actually like my question. I think it's a fair question.
I really think you should have said, hey. Hot take Hickey here, CBS Sports Radio. Stetson, I said you shouldn't come back. I thought you were making a massive mistake. How do you respond to someone like me who said that now with the season that you just had?
I feel like it's making it about me. I'm not a person who is trying to be showboaty, look at me sort of thing, take the attention off of a guy who earns to be there just so I can, you know, get my 15 minutes of fame. I want to ask you a fair question.
Do you not? You deserve the right to be there. You're a credentialed media member.
Well, I'm saying, like, I didn't do anything to, you know, outside of working in the industry.
Yeah,
like,
you were. I requested for a credential for you, and you got one.
Well, I'm saying, like, it's not, but it's not my place to all of a sudden take over the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
That thing was so boring today. You think you would have been taken? You would have provided some entertainment. I think you would have got a lot of fist pumps from members of the media.
Maybe Stetson would have tried to fight me. That would have been interesting. Kind of like Jim Rome and what's his name?
Oh, Everett.
Jim Everett.
Yeah.
That would have made, you know, maybe that's what I should have done.
Okay.
Could have my own show on Monday after that.
He would kick your ass, Stetson Bennett.
Oh, without a doubt.
And he doesn't look that big.
I mean, I would hope all four of the quarterbacks there could kick my ass. If not, that's a whole different story. If Max Duggan can't beat me up, like, we have some serious issues.
Max Duggan could definitely beat you
up. He's not the Heisman. Well, that's
what
I'm saying.
Did you see the way that he ran through that TCU defense? I mean, that Kansas State defense? The only one that didn't see it was Sonny Dykes, because for some reason, he thought he should take the ball out of Max Duggan's hand.
Yeah, again, if you can't beat me up, you're not even at the Heisman Trophy ceremony in the first place.
Tomorrow, we should go back to the event and tell each Heisman Trophy winner to do Oklahoma-style drills against you. That'd be great.
I don't know about that. What is there to gain? They should beat me up.
It would just be fun.
The only one I think I could take out of the four would be C.J. Stroud. Kind of like a string bean.
You think C.J. Stroud would destroy you, bro?
I'm saying out of the four.
See, that's just your
the
ridiculous.
One I have the best chance at.
See, that's just your delusional Penn State, like,
out of the four,
stupid education.
Who could I take more?
None.
No, you got to pick one. Out of the four. Still. If you were to fight one of the four, if they said one-on-one, you have to pick someone to fight for whatever reason, This is a mano a mano tough guy event. Who would you pick?
It wouldn't be Stetson Bennett because he shit scar he had on his head today.
Yeah, pretty badass.
That was nasty.
He also gave some intimidating looks, so I think he's tough. Max Duggan's a pretty big arm.
Is Caleb Williams writing F. Gelbert his fingernails before he tries to fight me?
Probably.
Okay, then I'd take him. Extra motivation.
He'd beat you up.
Yeah, I know he'd beat me up. If I had to give you an objective answer there, I would say it would be Caleb Williams.
Okay, all right. Well, thankfully,
he runs circles around me, though.
That's not going to happen, and the winner will not have to fight I nor Zach.
Yeah.
Williams, because speaking of Caleb, did lead the country with 47 total touchdowns. C.J. Stroud was number one in the country in terms of quarterback rating. Max Duggan led TCU to their first ever college football playoff appearance. And Stetson Bennett, he led the Dogs to an undefeated season and finished number one in the country. Onsides or offsides, Zach, Caleb Williams will win the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, he's going to win. I really did think that if Max Duggan would have won last week with the performance he gave, that either the results would have been a whole lot closer or Max Duggan would have usurped Caleb Williams. That was right there for the taking. It was wide open heading into the weekend. But I think Caleb Williams is going to find a way to win the Heisman Trophy. That was just the feel being around the event today and how many people just expected Caleb Williams to win. So I'll go on sides on that.
The Raiders have continued to find ways to embarrass themselves this season, and they are led by Josh McDaniels, who this year lost to Jeff Saturday, who left the ESPN desk on Monday, coached the Colts that very Sunday, and it somehow got even worse because on Thursday night, Baker Mayfield, who was in LA for all of about 40 hours by that point, yeah, Kirk Herbstreit on the broadcast saying he got to LA and was in LA longer than Baker Mayfield was. Well, that didn't stop Baker and the former number one overall pick from leading a come-from-behind victory as the Rams did beat the Raiders 17-16 on Thursday Night Football. Onsides or offsides, Zach, losing to Baker Mayfield, who's been on the Rams for 40 hours, is more embarrassing than losing to Jeff Saturday, but at least had 5 days to prepare as the brand-new head coach of the Colts.
This is the easiest question you've ever asked me. It may be the most fun question you've ever asked me, but it's the easiest question you've ever asked me. This is 1,000% onsides. Baker Mayfield is the quarterback. He basically knows none of the playbook, none of his teammates. He doesn't have Cooper Kupp. Aaron Donald's not playing on the defensive side of the ball. This is easily more embarrassing to lose to Baker Mayfield than it is Jeff Saturday. Because at least that team, even though it wasn't put together well, it was still put together. And you just had a new voice coming on in. But this is a quarterback that's in charge of leading the team, and he doesn't know anyone or know the playbook, and you lost to that? So, yeah, losing to Baker Mayfield is more embarrassing than losing to Jeff Saturday. Before you give me question number three.
Sure. I was going to ask you a follow-up as well.
I was going to ask you a follow-up on sides offside. Since your football team stinks and you haven't had much to cheer about this year,
okay,
and how much you love Baker Mayfield, and you just in idiotic fashion claimed on this show that he's going to be a top five quarterback in the NFC this year, and how much you hate and despise Josh McDaniels, was that your favorite game from this past NFL season?
No, I enjoyed beating Josh McDaniels as with my team way more.
Oh, please. That hurt you winning that game.
Well, yeah, but that goes to show you how much more, you know, happier and how much better it was when it didn't help the Colts draft position.
Frank Reich wouldn't have won that
game,
by the way.
And still, no, he would.
No, he wouldn't have.
It just, as you could see, does not take a lot to beat Josh McDaniels.
They would not have got off to that good of a start as Jeff Saturday and the Colts were in that game. Anyway.
My question to you.
Your question, yeah?
I didn't think it could get any worse than losing to a head coach who hasn't been a head coach in a week.
Can
now
someone
they found to beat that by losing to a quarterback who's been there for 40 hours.
Yeah.
Is there any way this year to top the Baker Mayfield loss to the Raiders?
That's a great question. So I got to look at the Raiders' schedule.
Like, would have to be like a wide receiver playing quarterback. Would have to be some
like Kendall Hinton,
Alabama.
Was that guy's name Kendall Hinton, right?
Yes, from the Broncos a few years ago.
When everyone got COVID, or they
took off
their wrist
bracelets.
Yes,
close contact,
whatever it was. So their remaining schedule: the Patriots, the Steelers, the 49ers, the Chiefs. Okay, I got one for you. Let's say, and I don't know if this is more embarrassing than losing to Baker Mayfield, but let's say Brock Purdy goes down with an injury this week. And then let's say Josh Johnson gets hurt. And you have, I think the emergency quarterback is Kyle Juszczyk.
Juice.
Yeah.
Losing to Juice would be pretty bad.
He leads them to victory over the Raiders.
Can we schedule like a NFL-style bowl game like Alabama taking on the Raiders? I think Nick Saban was right. Alabama will be favored in that game.
But here's the thing. The Raiders aren't the worst team in the league. As much as we both enjoy dumping on the Raiders.
Oh, no. And Texans are bad.
Yeah. But Texans?
But they might have the worst head coach.
Would they beat Alabama? I don't know. Lovie Smith's not that good. I know he got
the Texans Super Bowl, would beat Alabama in all seriousness.
Yeah, I would agree.
But.
Especially, well, Josh McDaniels, Alabama's not the proper team this year, first off.
Georgia, could Georgia beat the Raiders? I think Josh McDaniels would find a way to make it happen.
How about Georgia against the Texans?
Texans would win.
Okay.
Texans would win. All right, so sticking with just NFL on NFL matchups, we'll look at Week 14. There's a few big ones this week. After beating the Chiefs last week, Joe Burrow and the Bengals host a team in the Browns that does have Joe Burrow's number. He's never beaten them in his career. Brock Purdy set to make his first career start for the 49ers as Tom Brady does go back home to the Bay Area. And Sunday Night Football will feature Tua taking on Justin Herbert. On to your side, Zach, the Chargers have the most pressure on them to win this weekend.
So the games that you threw at me, if the 49ers or if the Bucs lose to the 49ers, the Bucs are still going to win that division. Even if the Bengals lose to the Browns, I still think the Bengals are going to be this dominant team. There's pressure on the Giants this weekend, but the Eagles are so damn good. Yeah, the most pressure this weekend's on the Chargers because they're sitting there at 6-6, and they've shown you nothing this year. Nothing. And now they're getting a little bit healthier. You lose this game, you go to 6-7. With the team that's just not playing well and has shown you nothing this year, that you're still in contention, but that's a big-time uphill battle. So, yeah, Chargers are the most pressure on them this weekend.
All right, coming off the loss for the Raiders, it's been a real struggle for head coaches coaching
in
their
first year. You love mentioning that Raiders loss. It's almost as if McDaniels said that he'd be the coach of your team and then stabbed you in the back.
Well, it's also the biggest story in sports right now, so I'm just trying to, you know, do my job.
Can I rewind real quickly?
Sure.
Because I don't know, or maybe I'm like Roger Clemens, I misremember the answer to this question. When Josh McDaniels was rumored to be going to the Colts, before you knew that he was going to leave you at the altar, what was the hickey take on that?
Fired up. Oh, oh I couldn't really? Wait.
So that's
Josh
even
McDaniels,
more devastating
Andrew
to
Luck.
You.
Oh my goodness. I thought this was taken off.
Okay.
And then he pulled that rat move and
left you at the altar.
Been downhill ever since.
Mm-hmm.
But Josh McDaniels, maybe the Colts. Well, actually, no, not maybe. The Colts have definitely dodged a ball because you have Josh McDaniels.
If you have McDaniels and Luck, I don't know.
Jeff Saturday and Baker Mayfield this season. Oofa. Nathaniel Hackett, speaking of first-year head coaches, well, he's done a great job.
Look
guiding the Broncos.
Look, I think you wanted no part of that conversation because I think you still would have believed in McDaniels and Luck if that happened.
Well, again, I told you I was fired up for it, so of course I would have believed that they would have turned it around if, you know, if he was actually, you know, showed up to his press conference and actually took the job instead of being like a little snake as a guy you know very well, Manny Diaz. I see where Manny got it from.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels.
It's all right. Worked out for Belichick when he did it. Thanks, Bill.
Nathaniel Hackett has done a great job guiding the Broncos to a 3-9 record this year. Lovie Smith's Texans are a great 1-10-1 so far this year, getting that number one overall pick. Dennis Allen's tenure as Saints head coach, well, it's been brutal. They sit in last place in the NFC South. And Todd Bowles, well, he is the Buccaneers right now at 6-6. Onsides or offsides, Zach? At least two first-year head coaches will be fired this offseason.
Onsides. I think it's going to be Nathaniel Hackett, obviously. And then Lovie Smith, I think, gets shown the door. Just because, hey, that we know that team's dreadful, but you knew they were going to be dreadful going in. But the reason why Lovie Smith, I think, will get fired is they're going to draft Bryce Young with the first overall pick. And if you're drafting Bryce Young, if you think Lovie Smith's only going to be there for another year, what's the point of just having your young quarterback go through a coaching change? We know it's inevitable that he's going to be fired after one season. So, you know, one more season. So I would say, yeah, get rid of Lovie Smith now. So onsides. Are we going for a sweep here?
We will see. We will see.
Sweep,
fifth and final
sweep,
question.
Sweep.
Brock Purdy will make his first career start for the 49ers on Sunday after coming in to save the day last week against the Dolphins. The former Iowa State quarterback threw for 210 yards and two touchdowns as the 49ers did beat said Miami 33-17.
Did you like Brock Purdy at Iowa State? Mr. College Football?
He burned me. I believed in Iowa State. I thought they were going to make the College Football Playoff. I forget if it was 2020, 2021, 2019.
Last year?
One of those years.
Was it last year?
Hyped. I don't think it was last year. Maybe it was 2020.
No, wasn't it last year, 2021, when everyone thought that they were going to have this big season and win the Big 12, and then they just fell to all those expectations? Are you talking about the year when Matt Campbell was like, oh, those weren't our expectations. Those were your expectations?
He said that last year. I think that was, yeah. I forget which year.
Okay.
We were buying in.
So he burned
either
you.
Way. Yeah, he was supposed to be a lot better than he actually ended up being. Now, Iowa State not having a big quarterback heritage, we'll see. He has a lot of, you know, records, and he's been there for a while, but he never kind of got
played
over
well
the
last
top
weekend. I'll give him credit.
And never kind of played well in those big games, including Iowa. He always sucked against Iowa. So their season would end very quickly.
And Iowa's not the most high-octane offense in the world that he's going up against.
No, you don't need to be scoring 35 points to win that one for sure. But like you mentioned, he did play
kind of like
solid.
The Tampa offense this year. Tampa's like the Iowa offense this year.
Could be bad news for Brock Purdy, that's for sure. Anytime he plays a bad offense, he saves his worst performances.
The ghost
for there
of Kirk Ferentz. Who Brady has to know because Belichick and Kirk Ferentz are so tight. So I'm sure they've crossed paths before.
Man, this is going to be like a throwback college game, is what we're saying here in
it's
the Bay
like
Area.
It's like Iowa State this weekend.
Man, I think it's the skillet they play for. Get it out. Get it out of the Bay Area.
So you have
break
a wedding tomorrow, right?
Yes.
If this game was played on Saturday, would you be asking Lolly because of how much palpable buzz you have for this game? If this wedding was on a Saturday, would you ask to miss the wedding for this one?
No, I would not miss the wedding. Okay. I'll just bring a phone.
Oh, okay.
Sam, that's all.
Are there any sport conflicts for you tomorrow at this wedding?
I mean, I'd like to watch Army-Navy. And the ceremony's right at 3, right at kickoff. So.
Oh, really?
Not ideal.
Oh, is it church and then you have to wait a little bit and then go?
Yes. Ceremony's at 3. Receptions, I believe, is at 6. In Philadelphia, so I'll be right there. Maybe I'll pop over at halftime in the link.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but I'm sure your girlfriend wants you out of the room while she's getting all ready and everything.
Walk right in. Walk from the sideline.
Yeah, okay. On the sideline. Who do you think you are?
Well, I'd like to buy a ticket for a half of a game.
Put you in the 400 section and have those Eagles fans just pee on you, all right?
Well, I don't know, but that's not very nice. But back to the big matchup of the weekend on Sunday.
Fine.
49ers.
Dump some cheese whiz on your head. Is that okay?
No, that's not okay. That's even worse. I'm not going into a wedding with cheese in my head.
Just use it. Instead of using all that gel you use, just use some cheese whiz.
That's the gel usage, first of all, is overblown. I do not use a lot, people.
You use a lot of gel.
I do not use a lot of gel.
Oh, yes,
my
you do.
Hair breathes.
No wonder why it takes you so bad. Your brain has a blockage with all that gel on top of your
You know what the secret is? Blow dry. All right? It already puts it in a place. Then it's less gel, so you're welcome.
It's such a tool.
Anyone at home listening, blow dryer saves you on the gel.
Yeah, 9 pounds of gel.
Back to the matchup of the week. All week, this week, San Francisco, whether it's Kyle Shanahan, George Kittle, Trent Williams, they've been raving about, let's call it, Brock Purdy's confidence. They use some other words and some
about?
Other body parts.
Yeah, they've been talking about his cojones. Or as Ross Tucker would say, his cajones.
Or as Kyle Shanahan would say, his balls.
Yeah, you said it, not me.
Brock Purdy will be facing a Buccaneers defense that last week allowed Andy Dalton to complete 71% of his passes and also did throw a touchdown. Onsides or offsides, Zach, Brock Purdy will throw at least 2 touchdown passes and the 49ers will beat the Bucs.
Offside.
Offside.
Now, I agree. Hold on. I agree with one of those statements and I disagree with one of those statements. Which one do you think I agree with?
You agree with Brock Purdy's going to throw for 400 yards, 4 touchdowns, in like a 41-40 shootout loss.
Wrong. I think the 49ers are going to win, but Brock Purdy at most is only going to have 1 passing touchdown. I think this is a heavy dose of Christian McCaffrey running, Deebo Samuel running as well. Get those incentives up in the contract as well. And this is one of those games where the 49ers win, but I don't think it's because Brock Purdy throws for 7 touchdowns. So that's where I'm at on that. Zach Gilb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We will get you some audio from the Heisman Trophy finalists availability today in just a moment. Got two clips I want to play from a conversation I had with C.J. Stroud and then also Caleb Williams. But first, let's squeeze in a few calls here. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And we go to Rich in Chicago. Rich, what do you say?
Hey, a couple of things for you and Nikki. As bad as McDaniel is in that game, was really unbelievable. I shouldn't say unbelievable because he's been doing that for a long time, but just, you know, it's kind of like I get tired of hearing on local sports talk that, the Cleveland and Carolina quarterback went to the Rams and he's revived himself. I think you could have been the worst NFL quarterback in the league and done okay, dinking and dunking against that team. But here's what I want to bring up. What do they do if you're the general manager and the owner? What do you do with Derek Carr? Because if you take a look at his performance, as much as McDaniel's terrible.
Carr was brutal last night. There's no sugarcoating that. I've not been the biggest fan of Derek Carr. I was impressed with what he did last year. But every time Raiders fans would say, is Derek Carr a top 10 quarterback? I would say no to that. Now, they just extended him, but they could get out of that deal. Here's the tricky thing. Even though you have a GM in there, and thanks for the phone call, Rich. Even though you have a GM in there and David Zeigler is best friend is Josh McDaniels. So as long as Josh McDaniels is still there, he's going to be able to make a decision with David on that quarterback. And Hickey, when it comes to Derek Carr, would you agree with this analysis that Derek Carr will be on the roster next year just as long as they can't persuade Brady or get a deal done for Aaron Rodgers? Like, when I'm looking at this, and I'm not ruling out them drafting a quarterback, but I think Carr will be on that roster next year unless they are able to go on out and either sign Brady or execute a trade for one Aaron Rodgers.
I will still say no to that. Because if you're going to bring back Josh McDaniels, like, I don't think you can bring back both. This season, how bad it's gotten, you have to change the head coach or the quarterback. If you're not going to change that coach, quarterback's out.
So entertain me. Let's say they don't change Josh McDaniels because Josh McDaniels is under contract and we know that money's guaranteed and they don't want to move on from him and in essence pay. I know they've settled with Gruden, but you don't want to basically pay three coaches at once. If you get rid of McDaniels, you're paying Gruden all that money and then you got to pay a new coach. So just entertain me here. Let's say they keep McDaniels. You're under the belief that then Derek Carr is out. What do you think they do at that quarterback position for next year? Who is their guy? If you give me one name.
I mean, one name I can't give you. I don't know. But I think there's multiple. I think Jimmy G's in the mix. I think we'll see who's kind of out there.
Okay, fine. Give me your options. I don't think Brady, even with how close he is with McDaniels and the whole Dana White connection too, whatever you want to make of that, I don't think Brady's playing for the Raiders next year. Agree or disagree?
I would agree. I think he's in San Francisco, but I would not say it's a slam dunk. He's out. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. I think there's a possibility.
Okay, but let's just go for this sake until we find one guy. Yes or no? Brady, I would say it's a no to Las Vegas. Aaron Rodgers. What do you think? I would lean more that Aaron Rodgers is back with the Green Bay Packers next year. I just can't. I could understand the idea of him going to the Raiders and wanting to go there because Adams is there. And maybe the Packers would be okay with it because then they would get some draft picks back and you could go to Jordan Love if that's what they want to do. But I still think Rodgers is going to be in Green Bay next year if he's playing football.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, so then we get into these other names. Give me the other names here.
Jimmy G.
I could see it.
Me too.
Oh yeah. But let me ask you this. Is that much of an upgrade? I know Jimmy G wins a lot of games. You then put him on an inferior team compared to what he has with the Niners. I know they have a lot of weapons, but that line is suspect. Defensively, they don't have much. You're asking Jimmy G to be more than what he probably is. I don't think it's worth it to move on from Derek Carr to go for Jimmy G. That's what I'm kind of saying. If it's not Brady, if it's not Rodgers, that's why I think Carr's going to be there. Because he's good. He's not great, but he's good enough when you compare him to these other guys.
I think McDaniels could sell the familiarity aspect. Worked with him in New England. I could say, you know, look, this is my guy. I inherited Derek Carr. You know, we gave him a year. Not exactly my kind of type of guy. I could see that pitch be made without a doubt.
Okay. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Don in Clearwater, Florida. Don, what do you got?
Hi, Zach. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Don. What do you say?
I got seven teams that are going to lose their head coach this year, and I'd like you to listen to that.
Okay, go ahead. Give me your seven.
I'm going to start with Arizona. They started out with a rookie college coach that thought he could make Kyler Murray the greatest thing since sliced bread, and Kyler Murray has decided to turn into a punk since then. So that's not going to work.
I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be back next year. Kyler Murray's been difficult. There's no doubt about it. But they're both under contract. Cliff just got the extension through 2027. But with how bad this is, I think they move on from Cliff Kingsbury because you can't move on from Kyler where his contract's at and how much you just paid in him. You get killed in the dead cap. And he's clearly losing. He's losing confidence in his coach. So I think they'll go pair him up with a new coach. I agree with Arizona. All right, quickly rattle off the next six. Go ahead.
Then I'm going to go to Denver.
And yes,
I'm not really sure.
Hey, Don, you don't even need to explain anymore. 100%. Denver, agreed. Who the other? Let's go. Five more.
Denver needs to get with John Elway.
As the
coach? The man was the GM for years.
No, he's
a vice president. He has zero talent when it comes to picking talent.
So they
need to start with him too.
Okay. Yeah. Don, appreciate the phone call. Was he advocating for John Elway to be the coach?
No, he's saying get rid of John Elway from the organization.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Gotcha. Okay. So you weren't telling me to just dump the phone call. You were just saying
Elway. I don't want to get in your ear because he was talking, but he was saying get rid of John Elway. Not get rid of Don the caller.
You saw what I was seeing, right?
I did, but I knew what Hickey was doing. I thought you were done with Don. All right, you gave me two coaches. You gave me John Elway. I'm done with you.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was
Don.
You that I have had enough.
No, Hickey.
Yeah, no. He was saying get rid of.
Get out of here.
I thought it was.
For a second, I thought Don was saying have John Elway be the coach, and I'm like. Now, I know John Elway won a Super Bowl before he has this new role with the organization with the Broncos, but his talent evaluation wasn't the greatest thing in the world. I don't think John Elway's rushing to be the head coach of the team. But I saw Hickey giving me the give him the hook sign as if he was a manager, and I thought he wanted me to just cut Don off. So I apologize to Don, but I think we would have been here for another 8 minutes, if we're being honest, if we had to get to the other seven coaches.
Like you said, Raiders, Colts.
Oh, hold on. You know his list.
Well, yes, yeah, I asked for
okay.
it.
Okay. So
make sure nothing crazy.
Okay, so give me the list and then
five,
I'll do
right?
Don justice.
So
yes.
It was Raiders,
mm-hmm.
Colts.
Already open, yep.
Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the other two.
Panthers already open.
I think you mentioned them.
So that's six.
Oh,
come
and the Buccaneers.
That and the six. Bucks. Okay.
Todd Bowles.
So Arizona, I think, will be open. Denver will be open. We already know that the Colts are open and the Panthers are open. I think they're going to bring back McDaniels, even though they shouldn't. I do think the Texans will be open, and I think that Todd Bowles will be back. So right there, that's five. Arizona, Denver, Indianapolis, Carolina, and the Texans. Anyone else that I think is going to get fired? No one in the AFC East. AFC West, I think it's just going to be Denver, even though it should be McDaniels. Oh, and Staley. Brandon Staley, I think, is going to be donezo. So throw the Chargers on there. AFC North, no one will get fired. AFC South, other than, well, you have the Texans and the Colts, so they're gone. We already covered them. NFC East, everyone's safe in the East. In the West, we talked about the Cardinals. Everyone else is safe unless McVay retires. That's not going to be a firing. That would be if he retires or goes to television. NFC North, I think everyone's safe. The only way the Packers would open up is if Rodgers wants LaFleur out. And then in the South, I think Allen's going to be back for one more year. We know the Panthers are open. Arthur Smith will be back, and I think Todd Bowles will be back. I'll tell you, when he said 7 at first, I was like, whoa, 7's a big number. And I had 6. So is it possible that it's 7? Absolutely. It could be more than 7 because every year there's either a surprise retirement or a surprise firing, Marco.
Absolutely. And I'm with Don on this one. I think Bowles is done.
You do?
Once Tom Brady walks away, there is absolutely zero reason to keep Todd Bowles. Zero.
What happens if the Glazer family, with how much respect they have for Bruce Arians and Bruce is still there, they go, okay, Bruce wants to keep Todd around.
Look, they're going to finish roughly around 500. They're going to go to the playoffs by default.
Probably.
They'll lose in the playoffs.
Yes.
Leave it at that. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They'll lose in the playoffs.
Agreed. Maybe at most divisional round.
And Brady walks away. You got to redo it now, right?
Yeah.
You want Todd Bowles to redo it?
Well, let me ask you this. When you say redo it, are they just going right down the drain next year?
It's not completely because there's too much talent
because
on the defense.
Because if they go right down the drain, it's like, all right, let Todd Bowles be there while the house gets broken.
Yeah,
down.
No. See, I don't buy that.
To quickly build it back up.
Yeah, and I also, if I'm going to look at it and try to build my organization, and if I have to find my new quarterback and I have to start everything over, I don't want to start with Todd Bowles. I want to start clean. It's nothing against Todd Bowles. It's simply that he's just not a very good head coach.
Yeah.
It's really, and he's also, and this is kind of unfair, he's not the guy really that you want to be as the face of the franchise. He just doesn't come across real well. Yeah. And that's part of the job. As much as we don't want to believe that, the only way you get away with being the personality that Todd Bowles is, and by all accounts, he sounds like he's a hell of a nice guy and really funny away from the cameras, which doesn't really do us a lot of good. The only way you can do that is if you win consistently. He's never done that. You can't get away with being the way he is if you don't win.
Now I feel really bad. My night's going to be ruined. Don seems like a nice old guy, and I just gave him the boot because Hickey, I thought, showed some cojones and was like, get him out! Get him out!
You know what? We got Don's list. It was a good list.
We're checking it twice. We're trying to find out if he's naughty or nice.
You started it with, you thought Don was crazy. Turns out Don had a pretty good list.
Love Don, but we'd be on team 4 right now. He's still going.
But I was so impressed with Hickey and behind the scenes. So Yogi Roth was at this Heisman event today. And Yogi Roth was with his producer who I guess went to Temple. So they started talking to me because I was wearing a Temple sweater. And Yogi has been on the show before, so we were chatted up. But Hickey wasn't there. So Hickey felt bad because he's had Yogi Roth on his show. So afterwards, he's waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for Yogi Roth to stop his conversation. And like there was other people waiting to talk to Yogi Roth. And like I'm like, Hickey, you just got to be assertive. Like you should be like, hey, Yogi, nice to see you. Ryan Hickey, CBS Sports Radio. And I was saying to Hickey, you got to be a little bit more assertive because when we take you to the Super Bowl on Radio Row, that thing's like a madhouse. And I need Hickey to just have like a stern voice and start directing traffic. So I thought that was Hickey taking matters into his own hands. And I was so proud of him because he was like, get him out, get him out, get him out. But he was just talking about what Don was talking with John Elway.
See, you know what? The funny part is, and he is Rye's a little too nice. And that's not a bad thing, but you are a little too nice.
A little naive.
No, but you are. You are. But I will say this. He does. He has the ability to command a room.
Hickey?
So, yes.
Yeah,
so you have the ability to command a room. You just need to know when to do it. So you're three quarters of the way there. You just got to then kind of take charge at that point.
But I think we're talking about on his home turf. Like here, he knows how to command the room. The young guys here, they look up to Hickey. When we get him into these foreign territories of like a Heisman event or Radio Row, I think they're looking at him like he's fresh meat.
You know, but so that's the thing, though. But I think he has the ability to stand up and, and be able to command it. I do. I think he just needs to do it once and then realize when to do it. Because you don't always want to do it.
Hickey,
you can't always do it.
And I will say today, in a media scrum, I was sort of, I threw my questions out there. You know, some people were talking. I just kept on asking the question like some professionals do. And just,
you know,
you bully everyone.
You know what you need? We need, like, Hickey to get a robe. We need him to have a boombox when he comes into these events. And he needs to have some, like, music and make an entrance so everyone knows,
like,
oh,
UFC
this
fighter?
Is Hot Take Hickey. That's how he commands.
Why the robe?
I was, what is he, Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Conor McGregor walking into Radio Row. Let me tell you, the journalists today, they would look at me if I walked in like that.
Now, honestly, I'm picturing the guy from Do the Right Thing with the boombox with the love and hate on his hands with a Ric Flair robe on now. That's what Hickey's got to do to walk into a room. I think that's a bit much. I don't think you need to go that far. Right?
All right.
Where's the San Francisco 49ers boombox guy?
Oh, yeah.
Get him over here. He needs a new job.
Superstar.
Oh, boy.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Now through December 21st, new customers can get 400 megabit internet for just $30 a month for 2 full years with no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile at regular rates. Or get $200 back when you upgrade to gig speed. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hickey and I were at the Heisman Trophy media availability today with the four finalists. We got a chance to check in with Stetson Bennett. Him and Hickey had an interesting exchange. Or it could have been a lot more interesting. Max Duggan, CJ Stroud, and Caleb Williams. I want to play two clips from that. Listen up to this exchange that I had with Caleb Williams. As the backstory on this, I explained a little bit in the clip, but Tom House, the legendary quarterback coach, went on the Adam Schefter podcast and said that he believes Caleb Williams is the second coming of Patrick Mahomes.
Caleb, Adam Schefter recently just had Tom House, legendary QB guru, on his podcast, and he said that he thinks you're the second coming of Patrick Mahomes. When you hear that, just how do you process a statement like that?
It's pretty cool, I'd say, just because everybody watches Patrick and sees all the cool things he can do. And I always said, even in high school, that I don't think there's anything – obviously it's special, but I don't think there's anything that I can't do that he's doing out there. So, I think it's really cool, like I said. And I had comparisons of a bunch of other people. So to have Patrick is pretty cool.
So I really do like that answer, and I appreciate the confidence that he has in himself, Hickey. But I'm just trying to think, if I was Caleb Williams and you know where the hype train is already moving, and you're going to have to deal with this another year. If you were getting asked that question, would you have just kept it more low-key in terms of, that's awesome that Tom said that, it's an honor to even be mentioned in the same sentence as Patrick Mahomes, but I still have a lot of unfinished business here first before I even start thinking about comparisons to the NFL, and I have a long way to go before I could even be mentioned in the same breath as Patrick Mahomes?
I'm a huge believer in under-promise, over-deliver. So if it was me,
you're right.
Yes, I would have knocked those down as fast as I could and said, Patrick Mahomes, who, he's 30 million times better than me. I hope to just be able to one day hold his jock strap. Other than that, I would have not gone the route Caleb Williams has gone. That's also why he's a great quarterback, and I'm not.
Because now I know how this is going to work. This is going to get blasted all across the country that Caleb Williams thinks everything that Patrick Mahomes does, he could do. And I could hear it now on Monday, because this is not really an eventful Heisman Trophy. You know, maybe there's like a good speech or something. You got football to react to. But I would imagine that a lot of these debate shows on Monday, they'll be talking about Caleb Williams, and they'll be talking about, oh, Patrick Mahomes and all those comparisons and everything. And like, do you think he's comparable to Patrick Mahomes and everything? I think there'll be a lot of conversation about this Monday, because I'm starting to slowly see this. Bleacher Report was just messaging me during the break. Hey, can we use your video? There's articles being written about this. You know that that this response is going to provide some opinions.
Is he wrong, though?
I don't think he's wrong. If he thinks that he could do everything that Mahomes can do, then yeah. And when you do watch him, there's a lot of comparisons to Mahomes. But we always get caught in that tricky game with how good Mahomes is. Ever since Mahomes got drafted, it's okay, let's find the next Mahomes. And remember when Jordan Love got in the first round, people were like, oh, he could maybe be like a little Patrick Mahomes-like. I just hate to compare anyone to Mahomes just because of how good Mahomes is. And you watch, it's no impossible, though, when you do watch Caleb Williams, right away, you do think a little bit of Patrick Mahomes. That's not me saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes, but you think that kind of style of play.
Absolutely. Yeah,
big arm mobility.
Good zip on the ball. He throws like in the air, throws across his body. We'll see if he lives up to it, but I don't think he's wrong in terms of saying he can do everything Mahomes can do. It's about consistency now.
Now, C.J. Stroud, he has not declared for the draft yet, but the thought is whenever Ohio State's run the college football playoff ends and they play Georgia in the first round, he'll be leaving Ohio State, and it's either going to be him or Bryce Young as the first quarterback taken. Personally, I think it should be Bryce Young, but let's listen up to C.J. Stroud when I talk to him about the NFL.
I know that there's a lot on your plate right now, but a lot of people are talking about your future when it comes to the next level. Speculation to be the first quarterback off the board. Just what would you say to a GM if they ask you why should C.J. Stroud be the first quarterback taken in the draft?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I have a lot more to do before hopefully that moment comes, and I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But, I mean, I would just tell him, man, that you'll get the hardest worker in the building. I definitely think that I really feel like I've yet to hit my ceiling. I think I have so much room to improve. I have a lot to learn from not only college, but maybe at the next level as well. And then my best ball is ahead of me. And I definitely think that my play speaks for itself. I think my accuracy can jump off the charts. And I definitely think I'm more athletic than other people give me credit for. So I'll put that on display hopefully soon. And that's what I would tell him.
I like that response, Hickey. He was confident, but it was measured confidence. He said that there's still more work to do, but he thinks he's more athletic than when people give him credit for it. Eventually, you know, his film and what he does at the combine, whenever he does go, you know, this year, will speak for itself. I like that answer from C.J. Stroud.
The more athletic than he gets credit for is interesting, because a lot of people complain he doesn't run enough. And that's, I think, one of the ways to kind of show your athleticism in the next level. Well, you kind of scramble more. Maybe we'll even see it against Georgia. You know, when the lanes are there, well, you run more.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light. With the free AutoZone Fix Finder service, it will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. When we come on back, one thought on every NFL game for this upcoming weekend. for a Week 14 slate in the National Football League.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. So there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.